I'm Brett.
And I'm Alice.
And we are the prosecutors. Today on The Prosecutors, we don't have a case, just bloopers. Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Prosecutors, a very special episode of The Prosecutors. I'm Brett, and I'm joined, as always, with my hilarious co-host, Alice.
We'll see how hilarious I am after these bloopers. So, Brett, you know, we're no Taylor Swift. She has made 2020 so much brighter by surprise dropping two albums and bringing really joy to everybody. So we're not saying we're Taylor Swift, but we hope that we can bring you some cheer this holiday season. Maybe you're alone. Maybe you are far from friends and family because of this pandemic. And if that's the case, then we hope that we can be your friends for the next bit of time, and that we can make you laugh out loud. And just know that you're not laughing alone. We spend a lot of time laughing together in putting these episodes together for you. So we just thought we'd share them with you.
We did. And if you listen to our episodes and you don't listen to the very long outro song that some of you complain about incessantly, we always have bloopers over that. And on today's episode, we're going to include some of those in case you missed them. And we're also going to have a lot that you've never heard before that remained in the cutting room floor. So hope you guys enjoy that. No true crime today. No sadness, no murder, no mayhem, just bloopers.
I'm a little bit nervous, Brett.
Yeah. Why are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous because we are loopy for a lot of these recording sessions. I'm loopy for a lot of these recording sessions. So, you know.
I know.
It's going to be
whenever great. Alice starts talking about porn, you know things have gotten loopy.
Did I talk about porn? I can't even remember. Oh, I did.
When we talked about the Christmas movies.
Oh, my goodness. You see, I can't even remember things that I've talked about. This is bad.
Yeah. But in any event, enjoy this. You guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will see you in the next episode.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I was so excited, though. I mean, talking about Nobody, No Crime, that Taylor Swift put out a new album. Have you listened to any of it?
Are you kidding? I listened to it when it dropped at 11 o'clock Central.
I don't think it's as good as Folklore.
It's not. I didn't like the Bon Iver one as well as the first one. Evermore is not as good. He doesn't sing.
No. It doesn't have a standout song either. And I felt like Folklore had several songs. I know you didn't love Folklore, and you were critical of me for my love of Folklore.
No. But I think you're wrong. I think I said I loved Folklore. It wasn't her best work.
You called me basic for liking Folklore.
Well, but I'm also basic. I was welcoming you into my basic kingdom. Ah.
I see.
Because I'm the basic one. You're not. I was just surprised you were joining me in basicdom. Welcome to basicdom. I'm absolutely basic.
Whatever.
What are you talking about?
I don't think things like Bon Iver are basic. It used to be Bon Iver was cutting edge.
Bon Iver is not the basic one. Taylor Swift is the basic one.
But they're together.
It's kind of like money laundering. Once dirty money goes in, it's all tainted. It's all basic. Oh, yeah. I just made a money laundering joke.
Oh, wow.
This is not going to be a good episode.
I'm going to cut that out.
Yeah, you should definitely.
I wouldn't want people to think you're a nerd.
Okay, you don't listen to anything I say because I'm pretty sure PETA's going to send me hate mail now.
For your chicken
talking about killing a chicken.
You're just being honest and upfront with the listeners about your violent past.
You know what I didn't say, though, that I probably should have said to prevent all the hate mail coming, although people have not sent me hate mail, is that not that was not the only reason, but after that experience, I became a vegan for a year.
Man, that was your boring phase.
I couldn't unsee it. I could not unsee it. And every time I like chewed into a piece of meat, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this.
I love that this was a traumatic event for you.
How was it? How is that not traumatic? I think you're a serial killer if you don't think that's traumatic.
I mean, I'm glad I've never had to kill a chicken. That's what I said. I didn't want to kill a chicken. I have no desire to kill chickens or any animal. I'm a peaceful person. I do like meat, but I'm not a killer. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I mean, you are, in the sense that you go hunting, but you've never killed. So maybe you're just a really bad killer.
I've never killed anything. I'm just really bad at it. I would starve in the state of nature.
I also didn't finish the killing. But he would have died for sure.
So did somebody else come up and do it for you or something?
Yes.
How'd that go down?
Yes. The like dad of the family I was staying with came out and just like with his machete went whoppa and the head flew off.
Mm.
It didn't fly off, but like the head was severed. Mm. It was traumatic. It was really traumatic.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, you should cut all of that out. Anyways, Taylor Swift, it was great. I was really excited that she dropped an album, you know, her birthday present for us, because, you know, it's her 31st birthday.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But no, it wasn't quite as good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. I still love her.
It's fine. Lana Del Rey is my true love anyway.
Lana's great. She's been around for a long time, too.
Yeah. Her last album, I mean, I think she actually did just come out with a new album, and I haven't listened to it yet, but her last one, Norman Effing Rockwell, was art, which is beautiful. It was amazing. I loved it. I loved every song on that album. I bought it in many forms.
Lana is like basically, when I would teach dance class, it would be my entire playlist.
Really? Oh, yes. I just love her so much. I love that sound. I really was meant, I think, for the early part of the 20th century. I'm a man out of time. Anyway, I feel like we've rambled.
Maybe this can just be an episode of outtakes.
Maybe. All right.
How was your weekend? I didn't even ask you. I'm sorry.
It was good. It was good. I mean, we got a Christmas tree, so that's good.
Oh, where'd you go?
Just Home Depot. It's easiest.
Did you know?
Last year, we went out to a Christmas tree farm and tried to find a Christmas tree out there and couldn't do it. So this year, I was just like, we're going to Home Depot.
Well, did you know that Christmas tree farms, by the way, Taylor Swift grew up on a Christmas tree farm, but that's neither here nor there.
Did she really?
She really did. But Christmas tree farms have an allotment every year of how many trees they can sell. That's like mandated by like the National Christmas Tree Association or whatever it's called. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Because the Christmas tree farm we were going to go to this weekend had a sign out.
Had already sold its allotment.
We've sold our allotment. We're out for 2020. And I was like, what? Mm. Which I guess it makes sense. It's definitely a finite.
That sounds like anti-competitive behavior to me.
It is anti-competitive behavior. So you want to bring a lawsuit?
They're keeping the price of Christmas trees up.
Exactly. They'll tell you it's so that everyone gets a cut of the Christmas tree, whatever. But you don't know how many Christmas trees
I always thought Christmas trees were an example of how we must live in an assimilation. Because I've never understood how we could produce enough Christmas trees every year for everybody to have a Christmas tree. It just doesn't seem possible to me. Trees take a long time to grow.
So my college, someone, instead of leaving like their estate or a bunch of money to my school, left a Christmas tree farm, which is like completely like worthless for purposes of an endowment. But you know what they did with all those Christmas trees? Because it was a lot of Christmas trees. Every student and staff member
got a Christmas tree.
Got a Christmas tree. And you know what a bunch of college students who have alcohol do with when each of you have a Christmas tree and you all live with each other?
Light them on fire.
No. We went Christmas tree sledding. So you do it indoors. You go down. You pick someone's staircase, anyone's staircase, and go Home Alone style and Christmas tree sled down. A lot of stairs. It ruins your floors. Good thing that we're college students and didn't care. And it's highly dangerous, by the way, because sometimes you would like wrap ornaments in it. So I didn't know that it was a weird thing until I like looked back at my college years and I was like, huh, sledding down a set of stairs inside a house on a Christmas tree is not a normal thing.
It's weird the things you do in college, yeah. You know?
Anyways, so that's what I think of what you do when you have too many Christmas trees.
Mm.
It was really fun.
Well, you know, we've got so many outtakes for me to pick from at the end of this episode. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm pretty sure this episode should just be outtakes. And it should be released to nobody.
Let's just forget about Mary Morris.
It should be released to nobody.
This is our Christmas. This is our Christmas episode,
our Christmas
everybody.
Special. That would be a pretty funny Christmas special.
I'm not even going to bother to edit this. You're just getting all the uhs and the weird pops and everything else.
Then we'll lose all our listeners.
Yeah, probably. And that one guy, you know, there was one guy who hated our Mary Celeste episode. Didn't like the
one guy. Like the, sea shanties. Pretty good.
There was one guy who was particularly upset. It seemed like it about it. I think
the
he's the one
that
who left
people
a review.
Choose to get upset
like,
about.
I used to love this. I used to love this podcast, and they went crazy.
I used to love this podcast. That was like episode 4. So they liked 3 episodes, and then decided on the 4th episode
like,
we were
this
bad.
This is the best episode ever, and then it went crazy. Sort of life or death. It's kind of like that scene in the Last Crusade when you have to dip the cup into the water, and you're either going to die or not. It's that, basically. She chose wisely.
Was it porn or was it Christmas?
That's what she said. That's what I said. I said, that's the perfect title for a porn movie.
That's pretty
A Christmas-themed porn movie.
Oh,
and
my
like,
gosh.
Anyways, I'm not going to go any more because I don't want to sexually harass you or anything. But
do you know what I mean? Because it's
no,
like,
absolutely.
And I don't watch porn, so I don't know the titles, but it's always like part of every sitcom, like Good Will Humping. I don't know if that's an actual porn movie, but like that's a very common like example of a porn name.
Right.
And I feel like Christmas movies are like the socially acceptable mainstream version of porn titles.
Or they're really boring. They're either like silly puns that sound like porn movies. Like I've watched Christmas in Mississippi, mm-hmm. Christmas in Tennessee,
those
Christmas
are pretty
in Nashville. It's like, okay.
They used all their budget on fake snow. They didn't have enough for creative content.
Right. Right. Anyway.
I could talk about this all day. I love Christmas movies so much.
Today on The Prosecutors. What do I want to say? I guess I should think about that. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Let the blue raspberry do its job.
Yeah, I know. Well. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to rush you. I always love talking to you. I'm so glad we decided to do this together, Alice. I hope you love it as much as I do. Okay, so we are recording now.
All right.
It looks fine so far.
Am I speaking loudly, quietly?
That was quiet. That was definitely quiet.
Okay.
Do you hear it? Speak normally.
This is my normal voice. How is it in terms of the volume? Are you adjusting?
A little bit louder.
A little louder.
That was too loud.
I'll talk louder, but maybe a little less loud.
That's perfect. Do it like that. That's
okay,
great.
I'm going to talk like this.
That's perfect. If you talk like that, we'll be great.
No pressure.
No pressure. No pressure. Don't worry about it. Just ignore the little green lines.
I'm ignoring it. And it's not fair that I've started recording. Can you tell the difference with my new mic setup?
That sounds really good. Yeah, I think it sounds really good. No, I'm not.
Thank you.
I would never just say that or anything
else.
Thank
you, husband, for...
I know. He's so amazing.
Really, really thank you, Alice, for figuring out how to set it up. It only took me 2 months.
Yes. Well, better late than never.
I'm popping a cold one, and by cold one, I mean a LaCroix.
Oh, wow. I have a bubbly sparkling water, so.
Wait. Oh, a bubbly. Like bubbly.
I do, too. I think bubbly is like, it's
probably
more carbonated than LaCroix, I think.
Hence the name.
Yeah, it has like a bite. I like it.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts your nostrils
exactly.
A little bit.
I want pain in my water.
Yeah, I want pain in my water. You want your water hard.
Exactly. Like, if I'm going to drink water, I want to drink
it's not
hard
alcohol,
water.
But it's close. Mm.
I mean, I also have a glass of bourbon, too. So I got them both. Got them both sides.
Interesting. Sparkling bourbon.
Mm.
Mm, okay. So kind of like a spritzer, kind of.
Kind of. Are you ready for me to do that?
I also really
the...
like Waterloo, since we're talking about
sparkling
water. I really like Waterloo.
I've had Waterloo. I think at your house is where I had that, I think.
Probably. What kind of, we have like, we don't have a wine collection, but we have a sparkling water collection. It's a much cheaper collection.
Yes. It doesn't keep as long.
Right, I'm ready.
That's the only problem. Oh, sorry.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Testing. Did that work?
That was so dramatic.
Did that work?
It did. I don't know because I was laughing. Yeah. Sure, it worked.
So, you know, when I was in Orlando, I have a story to tell you. You'll think this is funny, I think. When I was in Orlando, you know, there's a hurricane going on. I was in another hurricane. I've now been in two hurricanes. Or I guess three hurricanes.
Like this past week?
Yeah.
There was a hurricane?
Ada.
I didn't even realize.
Hurricane Ada. Yeah.
Goodness.
So when we were leaving the hotel, I had one of those carts with all the bags on it.
Yeah.
And so I was at my car. This is like something out of a cartoon. So I'm at my car and I've got the back open. And, you know, the baby has all these bags. We have, like, all these bags. So then we have...
Oh, so many bags.
We have, like, our big bags, but then we have the baby's bags. And so I'm, like, grabbing the baby's bags, and I'm putting them in the car. And it's like, you know, I grab one, and I put it in the car. And I turn and I grab one, and I put it in the car. And so I grab, like, the last baby's bag, and I put it in the car. And then I turn back around, and the cart's gone.
What? So, what do you mean?
So it's just gone. And so I look up, and the cart... the wind was blowing like crazy, right? Uh-huh, and so the wind has somehow caught the cart and is pushing it across the parking lot.
No.
And so the cart's like going across the parking lot. And so I'm chasing the cart because I'm afraid the cart's going to hit a car that's parked.
Yeah.
And the way the parking lot worked is it had this like down slope that led into the street. There's like four lanes, two going each way. And the cart, before I can get to it, goes down the slope. And so now it's heading straight for the road. And I'm just thinking, don't hit anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And it goes across the street, all the way across the street, across all four lanes of traffic and smashes into the, you know, the side of the road on the other side. And no cars hit it. It's like a miracle. There were just no cars going by.
Were there a bunch of cars
right
going?
A pretty good number. I mean,
yeah, like it was not a deserted four-lane street.
No, it was not a deserted four-lane street. There were fewer cars on the road, I think, because of the hurricane.
Sure.
But it was very stressful.
That's crazy. So like, were you just like, I didn't see anything?
I just ran across the road and got all the stuff.
You got it?
And put it back on the cart. Well, my stuff was still on the cart.
Oh, stuff was still on the cart?
Yeah, the bags, the rest of the bags were still on the cart.
My goodness.
So I put the bags back on the cart, and there's all these cars like passing me, and then push the cart back across the street, and
unloaded it
at that point.
I think 50% of the people thought you were like, that was your, like, your toll, like you were homeless.
Probably.
Like, oh, like some people take shopping carts. You took like a hotel cart.
It was close to a disaster. It could have been bad.
That's really dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I could just imagine like an 18-wheeler hitting it and like the bags exploding and everything. But
well, I'm really glad your bags and you are okay.
Me too. Glad I made it back.
Yeah, I did
alive.
Not realize there was a hurricane while y'all were there. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Kind of puts a damper on the vacation.
Yeah, it was. It rained a lot, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
Let's see, how do I do this? Okay. Sorry. Oh, and
it's been a while since we recorded.
I know, so. It has. Okay.
It's been like a whole week.
A whole week. I know. Awesome.
I'm like,
but yeah, I miss all the long, awesome theme songs.
Well, I don't really, I don't really care.
I don't care what people think. So
you should not start off the question and answer with that.
From the podcast.
Okay. Actually, we could, with the discussion we were just having, actually is a really good discussion to have about our theme songs too long.
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
So you can start us off.
All right. Okay, let me think. How am I going to do this? Today on The Prosecutors, we answer your questions and respond to your feedback in this, our first Q&A episode.
Cut out that laugh. That again. Didn't someone say you laugh too much or we laugh too much?
Yeah, we laugh too much.
I laugh because I love life.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, anyways, let me do that again.
Wow, 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 wow. 5 minutes later. I'm just kidding.
Okay, we're having too much fun.
No fun. Podcasting is not fun. No
fun. Podcasting is not fun. Okay. Here we go.
I mean, I had fun talking about it, but it's also like the 1 million people on, not really, 47 people on Twitter. That wasn't even on purpose.
You are funny.
I'm something. Thanks for recognizing.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, I'm so proud of my setup.
Are you? I'm so proud of you too, Alice. I'm very proud of you.
You're very proud of me.
You are really coming into your own as a co-host.
It's not true, but I did add the spit guard, so I'm taking another picture and showing you.
Okay. You send me that picture. I don't know if it's called a spit guard. I don't know what we call
it. I thought you said
it was
a spit guard.
Is that what we call it?
I thought you called it that.
Maybe I did. It's hard to say these days. It's the, like, plosive. It keeps you from...
Spit guard. That sounds right.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Wow. So fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So fancy. I'm so impressed. Your setup is awesome. I love it. Somebody was making fun of the way I pronounce Dawn in the...
I didn't really get that.
I didn't either. I don't know how to pronounce Dawn other than the way I pronounced it.
Of the many things that you pronounce... There's many things to make fun of, but I didn't think Dawn was one of them, to be honest.
Dawn. I mean, Dawn.
I thought, you know what you Dawn? Say that I, or like, I notice is like on. Like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not that big, but like Dawn, not so much.
Dawn. I just need to know. I don't know how to pronounce it, I guess.
No, you are...
Honestly, I'm just kind of more curious than anything, like what the actual pronunciation of Dawn is supposed to be. You know
Dawn.
What I mean?
Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn. Don't say it like that. No, so that's like, just
dog.
Terrible.
Dog.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, I wasn't. She was so cute. She was being
goodness.
So sweet. It's
that
crazy.
Is so sweet. So
I
sweet.
I don't know why she was being so sweet. She's not normally that sweet.
That's not
it's like
true.
She knew that I...
You had to do a tough case today.
Now, I've been doing all the like introductions to like today on The Prosecutors. Yeah. We're investigating the whatever. Do you want to do it or do you just want me to do it?
I'm happy to do it. Do you want to just say what the synopsis is, like something really small?
Well, this is like for the play that for what plays over the
right
the intro song. I mean, usually it's like 3 seconds. Like today on The Prosecutors, we delve into the mystery of the blah, right?
Yeah.
So just something like that.
Okay. Will do. So wait. How do you say this? Eileen Moore.
Eileen Moore is how I would pronounce it.
Okay. Oh, good. I didn't know if this was like something well known.
Oh God.
I just won't make it with the very first one. I'll make it serious for the first one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right. Wait, do I start with I'm Alice? I forget.
No. This is, you'll just say today on The Prosecutors, we're investigating the law. Because this, like I said, this is just the part that goes over the thing. Now, you can do that introduction part, too. So it's like, you know, the music's playing today on The Prosecutors. We're doing this, blah, blah, blah. Then the music stops, and then it's, hello, everyone, I'm Alice. Welcome to this episode of The Prosecutors. And then it's like we're off and running.
Got it.
So if you want to do all that, you can.
I'm just like so nervous. Gosh. Okay. I'll start. This is so new. All right. Here we go. Today on The Prosecutors, we delve into an old mystery, the Eileen Moore Lighthouse disappearance, where three lighthouse keepers disappeared without a trace. I'm Alice.
And I'm Brett.
Oh, dang it. We are not supposed to do that, huh?
That was sort of the end part, but yeah.
Okay, you keep
going. Now, you can do it. Now it's just the show starts. So like you just start the show.
I'm about to sneeze.
Okay.
Maybe not.
I'll go ahead and start talking.
Sorry.
And I can like, take that out if you do sneeze.
Go for it. <Whew. clears throat> I am recording and you are on speaker.
Testing.
That was so well done. This is going to be a great recording session.
Can you tell already?
I can tell. Sometimes when you
What makes you say that?
Because it was so efficient. Testing. Couldn't have been better. Oh, you hit 12 every time.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say real quick that her picture on the missing poster, I can't tell that those two people are the same person.
I know. All her pictures she looks different in, which is interesting.
Right? Like those two could be completely different pictures.
Right.
They could be completely different people. Even if you didn't look at the hair, like try imagining no hair, the face looks different too.
Right. No, it does. She looks completely different.
It's like maybe she's just one of those.
I mean, just completely different.
Yeah. No, like not like not even like sisters.
Right.
I just assume.
Which I guess, I mean, that looks like her wedding photo, which is another reason it goes back to what Cheryl was talking about.
Right.
Like you don't use the wedding photo because that's not what she looks like.
Yeah, I guess so.
So.
Still weird. Anyway. Anyways, yes.
No, it is weird. Okay. Just getting my microphone all fixed. Somebody's been using it.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I need to get another stand for my...
Oh, no. Here, I can just bring this back. I just didn't know.
No. That's a lot of work.
No, it's not.
Move it back and forth. It'd be much better to get a third one.
I have. I figured out how to use the stand on my thing, but now I've lost it. Oh, there it is. It's just a short stand, but I can put it up on a box. So I actually have a stand.
Uh-huh.
It's just small.
Oh.
So I can use this one. I finally figured out.
Whatever you want to do.
It's a tripod. We can keep expenses low until we make it big.
Until we make our fortune.
Yeah. I might need you to help me figure out how to screw it.
I think you can figure it out. I have faith in you.
I don't know. Really? Right. Okay, sorry.
What?
I said, really? You're going to have faith in me to figure out anything? Let's be honest.
That's a good point.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Okay. You ready to do this?
I was born ready.
Okay.
I feel like we're very serious today. Are we very serious?
I think we're just ourselves.
I'm sorry.
We are what we are.
I'm sorry. I'm a little silly right now.
That's fine. That's good. You know, that's what the audience wants. Got to give the audience what it wants.
They don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
They try to play all that neck shit, but every time they try, I said, that's not it. They try to play all that neck shit, but every time they try, I said,
that's not it.
This is you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were going to take it. I wasn't just like...
I was just leading you in.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ghosting. I thought you were going to talk more about the timeline. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Did you want me to talk more about the timeline?
No, it was awesome. It's definitely one of those like, and presenting, coming in right now. Here she is. Oh, wait there. Oh, yep. Walking in as we... Oh, nope. I'm sorry. And okay. I was just listening intently.
I'm glad it was interesting.
It's been a long day. I'm sorry. No, I'm so ready.
Oh,
so.
Man. Let's see. How do I do this? Okay. Sorry.
It's been a while since we recorded. So
I know it has.
It's been like a whole week.
A whole week. I know. When you do these four episodes in one week, you have a lot less pressure to record.
I love it. We should definitely maintain that schedule.
It's much easier. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Though we do need to do a follow-up episode. So
Yes, definitely. We should probably wait till the last episode because people are writing with good thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let me wait. Oh, yeah. My microphone works.
Yay!
Thank you for fixing it.
We fixed it together. It was a team effort.
We actually did not. That's a lie.
No, we totally did.
You fixed it together, and I complained next to you. So I don't know how that's teamwork, but I appreciate it.
I have to stop laughing so loudly into the microphone.
Let's start or not?
Yeah. What? Need to not do that.
Oh, me too. I definitely just exploded my speakers just now laughing.
When I laugh, I need to
look,
laugh.
Look, I just have a lot of joy. What can I say?
I was very sad. I was reading this story about a dog that died. I mean, the dog was like 13 years old. But it was so sad because the person was sad. And then all these people were like posting these poems about dogs. And I just
Why are you telling this to me? This is really sad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, are you saying like you started before I called? You were sad?
That's what I was doing while I was waiting for you to call me.
Oh, that's really sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's really your fault.
It's pretty much my fault because I made you wait. So you started going down the internet rabbit hole. Yeah. Good for you.
Now I'm depressed.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's get undepressed.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready. You're on speaker.
Okay. Is that good?
You're off speaker, and that was fantastic.
Okay. Fantastic. Good. All right. We're up to like, what are we up to?
So many downloads. It's so cool.
I know we have 1,347 today.
I don't even have that many friends. That means that people who are not my friends are downloading.
Yeah.
In fact, my friends aren't even downloading, let's be honest.
I mean, I've only got like three friends, so I know they're not all mine.
That's not true.
And again, what time are you leaving tomorrow? Have you thought about that yet?
I have not.
I was just trying to figure out exactly how long it takes. I think it takes like 2 hours to get there.
It's 2 hours. Ugh. I think it's longer from my house.
I guess I'll leave at 6.
Let me look.
I just feel like 8 o'clock interview is really early. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
For anybody. Even if you're over there already. It's really early. Ugh, it's 2 hours and 1 minute for me. Damn,
I have to leave here by 6.
I'm probably going to be late. I've just decided.
It's just so early. Anyway, I don't really have anything funny to say today, I don't think. You know?
It's been a day. Yeah, it's okay because this is such a tough
I know, but I want to be sharp for it. You know what I mean? I want to be sharp. Which I do feel like I'm fine. I'm more just not looking forward to tomorrow. It's actually better than I thought it would be. I was worried we were a little all over the place, but we weren't. It was like really good. It's just I tell you what, you know, some episodes we spend a little bit more time on than others. And I don't know that the average person listening to it can tell, but when we've both really focused on a case, we're really good.
I know. No, you're wrong. It's when I put in the effort and like do other work. No, it's true. It's true. You're right, because then I have more thoughts about different things. You're right.
Both of us put a lot of effort into this case. Just like we put a lot of effort into the Peterson case and the Maura Murray case. All those cases. So anyway, you did a great job, too. I mean, you were really on fire.
No, that's very nice of you to say. Well, but I didn't, like, it was so, inconsequential is not the right word. I just didn't know how big of a case it was in relation to other cases that there was no pressure. Does that make sense? I was just talking about it as if it were another case because I honestly didn't know all the drama around it. And so I was like, oh, it's a super interesting case. But it wasn't like, hey, so you're going to rewrite and reinterpret. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you're told that, you're like, holy crap. Like,
no, you did a great job.
But if someone were just like, this is a pile of papers.
It helps that I know that case so well. So.
Well, you're so good. Well, what I was going to say is, do you know how I know that we – okay, now we're just like patting each other on the back. But what I really like about our episodes is when I'm listening to them, like as a listener, I try to put myself in the listener's shoes when it comes out. I will have questions in my head and I'm like, oh, we should have talked about that. And I think we didn't talk about it. Like this is a natural conclusion you would reach from that. And then I'm like, oh, it's too bad. That was a missed opportunity. And then we'll talk about it later. I'm like,
we're so brilliant.
Way to go, guys.
So good.
You didn't leave it out.
So good.
So brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people will listen to these episodes, so it's good that they're so good. I mean, it is good. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm telling you. It's good stuff. So let's keep it up. Anyway.
So no pressure is what you're saying?
No pressure.
I legit feel pressure on this case, though, because I just...
Okay. You ready to do this, then?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think of what I was going to call you today. Oh, hold on. I need a moment. Okay. I got one.
Wait, really quick. Sorry.
Of course.
Sorry. It's like when someone's about to jump off, like go skydiving, you're like, wait! Don't do it, your parachute doesn't work. I'm sorry, we are definitely both loopy. There is a lot in the long part. I tried really hard not to laugh. I tried really hard. That was a really good pun. I love puns. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm glad. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of The Prosecutors. I am your host, Breast.
Okay, I just broke the microphone. I was like, you know, before you walk on stage in theater, you like pull it together. I had it pulled together, and then I exploded onto my mic laughing. Should we just call it quits for today now? Oh, my God.
We should just release that in the episode.
You're demoted. You don't get to say your name anymore. I get to say your name now. Did you say that just because you wanted to introduce yourself as America's sweetheart? All right, this is good. We have five minutes of laugh track and no content for our podcast. This is a good day of shooting.
Oh, man.
Ooh, okay, this is a great day. Are you still laughing? How many times do you think you've said your name in your life? Oh my gosh. Are you hyperventilating?
I don't know if that's actually that funny, but it was very funny to me.
It was very funny. Oh, gosh. Let me wipe my tears away. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I can do this tonight.
You're going to have to extend our outro song to account for all the terrible outtakes we have.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. That was the funniest thing that's happened on the podcast so far.
You can't make that stuff up.
I think because I was trying to think of what I was going to call you today. So I wasn't focused on my name.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you should do the introduction today.